Good morning. A lot to do today. So we left off. Today's daf is Tzaddik Hei 95. We left off on Tzaddik Dalid Amud Beis. So we left off. Amar Lei. We did leave off. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. Yeah, Amar Lei. Ravashi Lerav Kahana. 14 lines up from the bottom. Rashi was correct. Amar Lei Ravashi Rav Kahana. So Ravashi said to Rav Kahana, "I Rabbi Akiva, if you want to say that our Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Akiva, listeni nami chamoso, then why don't you also include the case of mother-in-law?" Now we'll say, what's the case of mother-in-law? Wife goes overseas. Husband hears that she died. And he goes ahead and he marries her mother. The Gemara says the Hashem, we know the Rabbi Akiva, because we heard that Rabbi, because remember according to Rabbi Akiva, he says, "Damar chamoso lav." Excuse me, "Damar chamoso laachamisa lav bisrei." Because Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that if one marries his former mother-in-law after the death of his wife, he is not put to death by sreifa. That's because he has a fate that's much worse. But in any event, the Gemara says over here, so there's no death penalty, meaning that the erva is permitted. Essentially, after the death of his wife, his mother-in-law is no longer an erva to him. So the Gemara says, this Sanya, because we learned. Now we'll say, what the Gemara is just pointing out is that if you want to say the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Akiva, then Lamaisa. Okay, so if the Mishnah wants to reflect the view of Rabbi Akiva, the point is there should have been other cases that are included, to which the Gemara says, "This sanya ba'ish yisrofu osoveshen osoveshachos men." Because we'll say the pasuk says again, this is the pasuk, "Ve'ish asher yikach es isha ve'es ima." If a man will marry a woman and her mother, zimahi, it's immorality. "Ba'ish yisrofu osoveshen," they shall all be killed, him and them. Now I will say, now what does it mean, and them? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Oso ve'es achas men de Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, him, the man, and one of them, i.e. the one he married illegally. The one that he married legally, of course, is not put to death, but the one he married illegally is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Oso ve'es shtehen. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it means him and two other people. So Rashi quotes the Gemara over here in Sanhedrin that explains that Rabbi Kiva is actually talking about a situation where a man marries his mother-in-law and her mother, right? So his mother-in-law and his mother-in-law's mother, that ultimately, against such a situation, don't ask why, it doesn't, and the mice, again, such a union would also be prohibited. So Bishlam Allah by Domer Mashmos Darshan Ika Benayu. So according to Abayu says that the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is about how to darshan a pasuk. Did Rabbi Shmuel suffer chadak ksiv? Rabbi Akiva suffer tarti ksiv? Rabbi Shmuel holds that the pasuk only refers to one woman who is being put to death, i.e. the mother-in-law. And Rabbi Akiva understands that it's referring to two. El Rava Domer Chamosa La'achamisa Ika Benayu. But according to Rava, who says that the fundamental machlokas in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is about the case of a mother-in-law after the death of one's wife, that halacha lemaisa is the mother-in-law an erva to the son-in-law even after the daughter died? Meaning, let's say, so a man is married to a woman, his mother-in-law is an erva to him. If after his wife dies, is the mother-in-law still prohibited or not? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, the answer to that is she's not prohibited to him after the death of his wife. If that's the case, listening nami chamoso. Why, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah should list this case? Meaning, Rabosai, just a same variation of the same case in the Mishnah of a woman goes overseas, husband gets testimony that she died, and what happens? He goes in and marries her mother-in-law. And then his mother-in-law. Then she comes back. The Mishnah should talk about what the halacha is. Amar Leis, Rabbi Kiva would respond. He It's true that if one marries his mother-in-law after the death of his wife, he's not chayef to death. But Lamai says there is still an isser. So because there is still an isser, even though there's no death penalty, therefore what? It's not included in the Mishnah. So we'll say, so now the Gemara goes back for a second. In the case of the Mishnah where the wife went overseas and husband got testimony that she died and husband married her sister. So why shouldn't the wife, when she returns, become asura as a result of the fact that the husband had relations with her sister. Midi dahava isha shalach bayla medina sayam. No different than the situation where what? Where the isha shalach bayla medina sayam, that if the husband went overseas and the wife went ahead and married another man, that just like when her husband comes back, she's prohibited to her husband. In this case over here, Lamaisa, the wife, when she comes back, should also be prohibited to her husband because her husband subsequently married her sister. To which the Gemara says, no. Lo dami ishto, dememezid asira mida araisa b'shoge gazu barabana. I suppose no, you can't compare the two cases. Because in the case of the woman whose husband went overseas, she received testimony that he died and therefore she got remarried. If she were to go ahead and do that act intentionally, what's that act? If she were to go ahead and marry, live with another man intentionally while her husband was still alive, such an act, of course, as an isidorai says adultery, she would be put to death. Therefore, in a case of shogig, gozubi rabbanan. I will say the shogig case is our case where husband went overseas, she thought husband was dead, she remarried. In that case, chazal or gozer, however, top of tzadikei, achos isha, debemezid lo asira midaraisa, b'shogig lo gozubi rabbanan. But I will say in the case of achos isha, that even if a man were to do this intentionally, a man is married to a woman and he intentionally has relations with her sister. So again, Rabosai, it's usher, right? He carries with it a very severe penalty, but Lamaisa, it does not prohibit him from continuing to be married to this woman. Therefore, Bishogig lo gaza barabanan. Therefore, in a case of Shogig, the rabbis were not gozer. Therefore, in this case, where the wife goes overseas, husband goes ahead and marries the sister, thinking that his wife is dead, then she comes back. The rabbis were not gozer that he should be prohibited to resume a marital life with his first wife. Uminalan de la asira. How do we know that that's true? That if a man intentionally has relations with his wife's sister, that does not preclude him from continuing his marriage with wife number one. Disanya, because the pasuk says osa. The pasuk says vishachav ish osa. If a man will sleep with her, osa shechivta osarta. Ve'in shchivas achosa osarta. Rabosei teaches us that for a woman, the only thing that prohibits her to her husband is if she herself has relations with another man. But if her husband has relations with another woman, even if that other woman is who? Her sister. Lamaisa, it does not prohibit the husband to her wife. Or in other words, it does not prohibit her to her husband. It's absolutely her sister, your sister-in-law. It's absolutely us, sir. But it does not go ahead, meaning Reuven's married to Rachel, and then he has relations with Rachel's sister, Leah. That's us, sir. But that act does not prohibit him from continuing his married life to Rachel.
The top line on the
Daf
says,
Lo Asira, Achos Isha, if you were to have relations with your wife's sister intentionally, Lo Asira, it would not prohibit you to your wife. Midoraisa. That's the difference. So both say, again, yes, for the record, relations with your wife's sister is aser, right? I want to go on the record with that one. Right? So, but the idea over here, what the Gemara is pointing out, is interestingly enough, if that act happens, that does not prohibit you from continuing your first marriage. Now, where do we know that from? Now, both say, so if you tell me that b'shogeg, you understand. Now, what the Gemara is suggesting is even b'mezid, a man intentionally commits an act of adultery with his wife's sister, aser midaraisa, but yet he's still permitted to continue his marriage to his first, I'm calling it his first wife, but he only has one wife, to his wife. So the Gemara says, how do we know that? Where do we know that from? To which the Gemara understands, v'shachav ish osa, the pasuk says, osa, if a woman has relations, osa shechivta osarta. When she has relations with another man, that prohibits her from continuing the marriage. However, v'ein shechivas achosa osarta. But if her husband has relations with her sister, that does not prohibit her. That's another way of saying, Rabosai, that if she engages in an illicit act, she can no longer go ahead and remain in the marriage. But if he engages in an illicit act, meaning his act of relations with another woman, does not prohibit her, i.e. the wife, from continuing within the marital union. Sheyachol v'alo dinhu, because one might have thought we can make a kavachomer. Uma b'makum shebal iser kal ne'esar ha'oser. Rabosai, again, in a case of where a person goes ahead and violates a seemingly light iser, a lesser iser. Now we'll discuss exactly what this iser kal is. So what happens? Ne'esar ha'oser, the husband becomes oser. Right, ne'esar ha'oser, Rashi says, ne'esar ba'ayla ha'oser la'achirim. She can no longer remain married to the husband. The husband is called the oser because when a man marries a woman, he prohibits her from having relations with anyone else. So if in a case where Shabbal iser kal, where there was a seemingly smaller transgression, right? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, makom Shabbal iser kal lekaman mukim la be'eshesish v'amai kar le'iser kal shein oser oser kol yom shor heter yesh baget. Actually, we're going to leave that alone for now. Ne'esar ha'oser, ne'esar ba'ayla ha'oser la'achirim. So in the case of iser kal, the husband himself becomes usher, meaning she cannot continue. When we say husband becomes usher, that's another way of saying the woman cannot continue in the marriage. Makom Shabbal iser chamar. Certainly, again, where there is an iser chamer, right? Rashi says, okay, what's an example of an iser chamer? Kagon, achos ishto, she ishto oseres es achosa kol yameha. Certainly, again, where there's an iser chamer, certainly in that case, what? The woman should be prohibited to continue her marriage with her husband. Rabbi, so both would say, therefore, the Kavachomer says, and we'll, the Kavachomer will become a little bit clearer later on in the daf, but the Kavachomer essentially says like this, if in a case of iser kal, where there is a violation of an iser kal, man violates the iser kal, the woman violates it, so you can't go ahead and continue the marriage, husband and wife can't live together. Certainly in a case of an iser chomer, like where the husband has relations with his wife's sister, certainly what? That should preclude the continuation of the marriage. That's the Kavachomer. But the Pasuk says not like that. The Pasuk says, Vishach of Ish Osa, it's only if she engages in an illicit act, is the marriage, can the marriage no longer continue? But if he engages in an illicit act, even a severe illicit act, like with her sister, the marriage could still continue. So again, without the Pasuk, I would have had the Kavachomer. But the Pasuk comes along, teaches me that the Kavachomer is incorrect. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Lo nechalku beisham beisila bebal chamoso sheposel es ishto. So Rabbi Yehuda says beisham beisila agree. Lo nechalku means they don't disagree. They agree. That's what? That if a man has relations with his mother-in-law, chamoso, sheposel es ishto, that he can no longer go ahead and live with his wife. Amar nechalku. So what do they argue about? Beba al achos ishto. They disagree about the case where the husband has relations with his wife's sister. Shebeishamai omrim posel. Beishamai says if that happens, he can no longer continue to live with his wife. Ubeisila omrim lo posel. And Beisila says no, he could go ahead and continue. He could continue to live with his wife. Amar Rabbi Yosi lo nechku beishamai beisila. Beba al achos ishto shlo posel ishto. So Rabbi Yosi has a different version. Rabbi Yosi says no, not true. Beishamai beisila do not disagree. Or in other words, they agree in the case of a man who has relations with his sister-in-law, excuse me, his wife's sister, shelo posel es ishto. In that case, he does not invalidate his wife, i.e. the marriage could continue. Ama nechleku, so what do they argue about? Beba al chamoso, a case of having relations with your mother-in-law. Shebeishamai, or Beishamai says, posel. Beishamai says, a man has relations with his mother-in-law, he can no longer continue the marriage. Ubeisila om lo posel. Beisila says, no, it does not passel the marriage. Why? Lefi shebetchila, so we'll say, and remember, in Rabbi Yossi's model over here, Rabbi Yossi understands that both Beishamai, and this is important, keep this in mind, Rabbi Yossi holds that when a man has relations with his wife's sister, it is usher, but it does not preclude the marriage from continuing. The Machlokes case is relations with a mother-in-law. Beis Shammai says marriage is done, and Beis Hillel says it is not. Because remember, at the beginning, means before a man gets married, he is permitted in all women, right? The man has no, assuming he's not a mom's or anything like that, he has no restrictions as to who he can marry. And before she gets married, she can marry any man. Kadsha, once he betroths her, who osra vihi osarto, right? So what happens? He prohibits her, meaning she can't marry anyone else, and she prohibits him. Meruba iser sheasra, mi iser sheasarta sheasartehu. But the prohibition that he confers upon her, upon marrying her, is greater than the prohibition that she confers upon him. Why? Shehu asra b'cha anashim sheba olam. Because also when a man marries a woman, he effectively prohibits her to who? To every single other man in the world. And the boss, remember, when a woman marries a man, when a couple gets married, who does she prohibit him to? Right. Technically seen, there's no ban on polygamy. So technically, he can marry anyone he wants. The only people he can't marry as a result of marrying this woman is who? Her relatives. Her relatives. So in a case of where he, who prohibits her to all men in this world, shigiga ba'asr la ina ne'asares. So in a case, Rabbi Osai, of where what? Where he makes a mistake, right? And goes ahead and has relations with someone who is prohibited to him, i.e. like her sister. He does not go ahead and prohibit her. She does not become prohibited to that which is motor, i.e. her husband. He, shelo asar tuhu. So she, who only asks him in her relatives, shagag ba'asr, though if he makes a mistake and has relations with someone that is asr to him, eino din shelo ne'es alo b'motrelo. Does it go without saying, does it not go without saying that he will not be prohibited to his wife? So we'll say, again, the idea over here is, what the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi is suggesting, is if she, who is prohibited to everyone, and yet, again, enters into a shogig situation and has relations with someone who she wasn't permitted to, but again, it was a shogig, according to this version, she will still be permitted to her husband, right? So we'll see the example of that case. So all the more so him, who is still permitted to most women, if he makes a mistake and has relations with someone who is prohibited to him, then of course he should be permitted to continue to go ahead and maintain his marriage. So the Gemara says, Vzad in the shogig. And I will say, up until now, we're talking about situations where he had relations with someone accidentally, meaning you don't have relations accidentally, but the idea over here is he was mistaken as to the circumstances. However, the Mezid Minayin, how do we know that even if he intentionally, hadn't had a forbidden relationship, that he is still permitted to go ahead and continue his marriage? Talmud Lomar Osa, therefore the Pasuk says Osa, Osa Shechivta Osarta, Ve'in Shechivas Achosa Osarta, to teach us that it's only if the woman goes ahead and has relations with a man to whom she is prohibited, does that negate the ability of the marriage to continue? But ultimately, if the husband has relations even with her sister, that does not negate the ability of the marriage to continue. Om Rabbi Ami Amrei Shlokish, my time Rabbi Huda, what's Rabbi Huda's logic? Dechsev ba'ish yisrofu oso ve'eshen. So the Pasuk says, Rabbi said, this is talking about the situation of where a man marries his wife and her sister, a woman and her mother. So the Pasuk says they shall be burned. Oso v'asen, v'chi kol habayis kulo b'sreifa. Is everybody going to be burnt down with seifa? And then what the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, what's the pshat that it would appear that one of these women he married legally, right? So let's say he marries a woman, and then afterwards he marries her mother. So if the mother willingly enters into this marriage, I understand why she's culpable. But the wife who has married him first, she married into this legally. Why should she be held culpable? To which the Gemara says, "Me'ino inyan l'sreifa, if there is no need for it in the punishment sense, tenehu inyan li'isura, then go ahead and what? Then use it ultimately again to create an iser. Therefore, again, I will say, meaning that in this case, if a man were to go ahead and have relations with his mother-in-law, his wife would become prohibited to him. So perhaps, again, ba'ish disrofo doesn't have to mean death, but it means death for the mother-in-law. But lamaisa, again, the wife herself would become prohibited. Am Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, to which the Gemara says, Huda avad isur b'chamasei, there was a man who committed an iser with his mother-in-law, meaning he was married to a woman, and he had relations with his mother-in-law. Asi Rav Yehuda nagdei. Rav Yehuda brought him to Beis Din and flogged him. Amarle ilav da amar Shmuel in halach Rav Yehuda asrisei alach isra di alam. Had Shmuel not said alach l'zafal Rav Yehuda, I would have told you that you were usher to your wife forever. And you're both saying, so what Rav Yehuda was saying was that Lamaisa, I think that Lacha does follow Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore if a man has relations with his mother-in-law, the wife should become prohibited. But what could I do? Because Shmuel said that Lacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, therefore I'm going to give you lashes, but I can't prohibit your wife onto you. Okay. So we'll say, by the way, that's how we paskin. You should know the Lacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins. This is in Simen Tesvav, Sifcha of Ches and Shulchan Aruch, will just, I'm going to tell it to you outside just because of time. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like this Shita, meaning that if a man has relations with his mother-in-law, it does not prohibit his wife onto him. Same thing, by the way, we'll see with her sister, because we accept this drusha of Osa, that it is only if her illicit relations that prevent the marriage from continuing, but his illicit act of relations does not. Says the Gemara, my Isser Kal, I must remember again, the Gemara made a Kavach Homer, and the Gemara said, in the case of Isser Kal, in the case of Isser Kal, where if a man, where if they go ahead and they violate the Isser Kal, so here the Lashon was, Umam Makum Shebal Isser Kal Ne'esara Oser, so in a case of where they violated an Isser Kal, so Ne'esara Oser, the one who prohibits her becomes prohibited, i.e. the Baal, she can't continue the marriage, therefore a situation where there's an Isser Chomer, all the more so, again, the husband becomes prohibited. So says the Gemara, my Isser Kal, what is this Isser Kal that we're referring to over here? Amar Avchista Machzer Grushaso. Oh, the Isser Kal Rabosa is a case of where a man remarries the woman whom he divorced. Machzer Grushaso. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, Machzer Grushaso, excuse me, Machzer Grushaso Mishenises. Ultimately, the Isser Kal is a case of where a man remarries the woman he divorced after she married another man. So let's play this out. So Reuven divorces his wife, and then she marries Shimon. So when she has relations with Shimon, Asra Ale Dahai, she becomes prohibited to the first husband, to Reuven, or the first ex-husband. So then what happens? Let's say Shimon divorces her, and now she has relations again with Reuven. Asra Ale Dahai. Ultimately, again, she becomes prohibited now to the second one. Ma lamachzer grushaso mishenises shekein nitma haguf v'isura berov. So no, you can't. So it can't be that the case is to can't be that the gemara is talking about case of machzer grushaso. Why? Because machzer grushaso is a different kind of case. The gemara uses lashon of nitma haguf. Nitma haguf means they both say that there's something physically that's happened to this woman, i.e., that she's been with another man since her divorce from her first husband. So that you can't call that an iser kal. Furthermore, again, isura berov. Any man has the ability to make her a machzer grushaso issue. Meaning, Abbasai, if she has relations with another man after she's divorced from her husband, then by definition that creates a machzer grushaso. Therefore, the case of machzer grushaso is an outlier case. V'isura isra olam. And furthermore, it creates a permanent isser. Ela amare shlakish, yivama. Rather, what's the case of isser kal that was referred to in the kal v'chomer above? It must be the case of yivama, namely, that a man has relations with a woman who is subject to the laws of Yibum, and that man is not the Yavam. So the Gemara says, Yavam al-Aman, Ilema la'acher, if you want to, so who is the Yavam having relations with? If you want to say another man, i.e. not her Yavam, Ukit Rav Hamnuna, Dar Rav Hamnuna, Shomeres Yavam, Shazinsa, Astro the Yavama, because Rav Hamnuna said that a Shomeres Yavam that has Nus, meaning a Shomeres Yavam that has relations with a man who is not her Yavam, Asra li Yavama becomes prohibited to the Yavam, to which the Gemara says, well, Mali Yavama shekinit mahaguf. Well, if that's the case, she had relations with another man, like Machzer Grushaso case, so therefore what? So therefore, again, her guf, her body becomes tummy, so to speak. The Isura Baro, furthermore, again, that anyone could go ahead and create this Isur by having relations with her. Ella Yavama la'achin. Rather, we have to be talking about a situation where what? Where the Yavama had relations with one of the brothers. Avad ba ma'amer hai. So, for example, if one of the brothers did ma'amar with her, asra aleh dahai. Ultimately, again, she becomes prohibited to the other brothers. Ba aleha idach. If then one of the other brothers has relations with her, asra aleh dahai. Ultimately, again, she becomes prohibited to the first one. So Mar says, "My irya sheba lasheni." Why do you have to have a situation where the second brother had relations with her? Afilu avad ba nami ma'amar. Even if the second brother didn't have relations with her, but rather what? Just did ma'amar with her. That's also enough to prohibit her to the first. Halo kasha. This is not a question. Rabbi Gamliel, the amar ein ma'amar achar ma'amar. Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that Rabbi says you can't do two consecutive acts of ma'amar. Ella. But rather, again, even if he had just given her a get, or even if the other brother had done chalitza, therefore, again, the kal case can't be talking about yavama. We'll say, again, just to keep your eye on the ball. We're just trying to figure out over here. We had a pasuk, and the pasuk taught us. The pasuk was osa. The word osa was to teach us that what? That lamaisa, only if the woman engages in an act of illicit relations does she prevent the marriage from continuing. But if the man were to engage in an act of illicit relations, that does not preclude the possibility of the marriage from continuing. Why do I need that pasuk? Because without that pasuk, I would have made a kavachomer. And what was the kavachomer? The kavachomer would have been that in a case, sheba al iser kal, in a case where ultimately, again, a man or a, there was a case of, we'll call it a lenient iser, in a case of iser kal, ne'esar ha'oser, she is prohibited from continuing her marriage with her husband, certainly where there is a violation of an iser chamer, like where the husband has relations with the sister, with her sister, certainly, again, they can't continue the marriage. We are just trying to figure out what is the iser kal that the Gemara referred to in this kavachomer. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Sota. Oh, it must be the Isra Kal must be the case of Sota. So Gemara says, Sota Laman, so who is she having relations with? Ilim Labal, if you want to say that a woman was suspected of adultery, and then after that suspicion arose, she still had relations with her husband. So the Gemara says, Ilim Labal, Ba'al Abal, Asra Ale de Boel. Because if she has relations with the husband, then Rabbo said, not only is she prohibited to her husband, but she also is prohibited to the man to whom she is suspected of having adultery. Why does it have to be a case where she had relations with the husband? Even if he had just given her a get. Even if he said, I'm not giving her to drink the waters. Either situation, she would become prohibited to the boel. Ella sota lebal. Rather, what's the case? The case where the sota had relations with the man whom she suspected of having adultery with. So the Gemara says, one second. And therefore, again, the Kavachomer would say that in that case, once she does that, she becomes prohibited to her husband. The Gemara says, hi, Yisr Kalu. Are you calling that a lenient Isser? Ha Isser Chomerhu, the Hainu Eshus Ish. That's a very serious Isser. That's adultery. Ella Amud Beis, Ella Amud Rava. Eishes Ish. That says, Ravi, you're right. What's the Isser Kal we're talking about? We are talking about, again, Eishes Ish adultery. Eishes Ish. And I will say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Ela Amar Rava Eishes Ish. Vahainu Isser Kal lagabe achos isha. Adultery is considered to be a relatively minor infraction when compared to the case of relations with one's wife's sister. Lefi she'ein ha'oser osra kol yamav, sha'afilu b'chayev yesh laheter beget. Because I also remember, the prohibition of marriage is limited in time. It's limited, well, it has a limited shelf life, either, of course, upon death. But more importantly than death is what? Is get. You could terminate that union at any point in time. Therefore, again, legabe achos isha is considered to be an iser kal. Because you must remember, let's say you divorce your wife. What's the status of her sister? She is still asura to you. The only time that your wife's sister becomes permitted is when if your wife dies. So you see that again, ishes ish, right, the prohibition of marriage is only there as long as what marriage is intact. But should you choose to terminate that union, which you can at any point in time with a get, therefore the marriage is over. So when you compare achos isha to ishes ish, so the truth is ishes ish marriage is actually again an iser kal, and achos isha is the iser chomer. That's the kal v'chomer. Inki as Rabin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eishes Ish. The Isra Kal they're referring to is Eishes Ish. Umay Karila Isra Kal. Why do we call it an Isra Kal? She'ein ha'osra osra kol yamav. Because the one who asers her, i.e. the husband, does not aser her all of her days. I.e. they could choose to terminate the union. Tainam Hilchi Rebbe that supports Avachana Amar Mishum Berlozer. Eishes Ish. The Isra Kal is Eishes Ish. Umay b'makom ha'bal Isra Kal. So we'll say, here's the Kal v'chomer. Umay b'makom ha'bal Isra Kal. She'ein ha'osra osra kol yamav ne'esara oser. In a case of Isser Kal, where the one who prohibits her, i.e. the husband, does not prohibit her all of her days, meaning because you could terminate the marriage with a get, yet what? Ne'esara oser, if the woman has relations with a man who is not her husband, what happens? She becomes prohibited to her husband. I would have thought to say, haba al iser chomer, if one has relations with an iser chomer, which Rabbo say again, sha'osra osra kol yamav, that ultimately, again, for example, a man has relations with his wife's sister, which is an enduring iser, meaning once you marry a woman, that sister is usher to you all the days that your wife is alive, even if she's no longer your wife. Eino din shenesara ostra, all the more so what? If a man has relations with his sister-in-law, then of course what? wife number one should be prohibited to continuing her marriage with husband number two. That's the Kal v'chomer. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk comes to teach us, Osa. Therefore, also the Pasuk teaches us, Osa shechivta osarta, ve'ein shechivas achosa osarta. Therefore, the Pasuk teaches us, no, Osa her, it is only if she has relations, does she preclude the possibility of the marriage continuing. But if he has even illicit relations, that's usur, it's usur, may carry that a very serious penalty, but does not preclude the possibility of the continuation of the marriage. Oh, so now we got that under control. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol Sheposo. So the Marz Bakam Rabbi Yossi. What is Rabbi Yossi saying? So Rabbi Yossi, remember, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said, anyone who passels someone else himself becomes passel, and anyone who does not passel someone else himself does not become passel. So my come Rabbi Yossi. What is Rabbi Yossi saying? Ilim the Kamar Tanakama. If you want to say that the Tanakama is saying the following, the Azul Ishto Vigislam Dinas Hayam, then in the case of where one's wife and one's brother-in-law go overseas together, and then also remember the case, what happened? So word gets back that wife and brother-in-law died, so husband marries his sister-in-law, then they come back, then wife and brother-in-law come back. So ilim v'dikamar tanakama da'azal ishto v'gisam din asayam, eishes gisho asira v'ishto sharia. So we'll say what happens when wife and brother-in-law come back. So remember again, the wife is permitted to continue living with her husband, but the sister-in-law is prohibited to her husband. Why? Because she has had relations with another man, albeit b'shogeg, but nevertheless, adultery. V'ka'amrlei Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, that's not fair. Ki'echi di ishto sharia, eishes gishto giso nami sharia. And Rabbi Yossi comes along to say, no, in the same way. I was again, just so everyone's clear on the case. So you have two men, Reuven and Shimon, that are married to two sisters. Reuven and Shimon are sisters. What happens? So we'll call them Rachel and Leah. Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah. So what happens? Rachel and Shimon go overseas. Reuven gets word that Rachel and Shimon died. So what does he do? He says, Leah, let's get married. So what happens then? Reuven and Rachel come back. So what did the Tanakhama say? So remember again, Rachel is permitted to continue living with her husband, Reuven, but now Leah, who committed an accidental act of adultery, is prohibited to her husband, Shimon. So that's the Tanakhama. Comes along Rabbi Yossi and says, It's not fair. If Rachel is going to be permitted to continue her marriage with Reuven, then what? Then Leah should be permitted to continue her marriage with Shimon. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, No. Then what the Mishnah should have said is anyone who does not passel himself from continuing his marriage should not passel someone else. Meaning that if Reuven is not going to be prohibited to continue in his marriage, then what? Then he should not preclude Leah from continuing in hers. Ve'ela ki'echi de'eshes giso asira, ishtonami asira. Perhaps Rabbi Yossi is saying is like this, in the same way, in our example, in the same way that Leah is prohibited to her husband Shimon, so too Rachel should be prohibited to her husband Reuven. So the Gemara says, Hatinach kol sheposel mayavidite. So I understand the phrase that says anyone who himself prohibits someone else, himself becomes prohibited. But why does the Mishnah have to speak about a case of anyone who does not prohibit himself? In this case, there are only prohibitions. Amravami Aresha. In fact, Rabbi Yossi's statement is going on in the earlier Mishnah. What was the earlier Mishnah? Nises api Bezdin. If a woman gets married based on the testimony of Bezdin, i.e. Eid Echad, so what's Talach? And then Rabbi says, so this was the case we had before. Husband goes overseas, Eid Echad comes along and says your husband died. She gets remarried based on the testimony of the Eid Echad. Then husband comes back, he's alive. What's that? Locha teitze. She has to go ahead and leave the second husband. Upturim in a carbon, but she doesn't have to go ahead and bring a carbon. Why? Because she acted based on the advice of Beis Din. However, api eitim, but Rabbi say if she didn't go through Beis Din, but instead two witnesses showed up and said your husband died, and she gets remarried based on the testimony of the two witnesses. So what's the halacha? Teitzei, she has to leave husband number two. V'chayeves karban. And she has to go and bring a karban. Why? Yafek koach Beis Din shepatra min karban. Because we'll say this is the power of Beis Din, that at least if you do things through Beis Din, okay, you're still going to be in trouble vis-a-vis the second marriage, albeit accidentally, but at least you don't have to bring a karban. V'ka'amar Tanakama. The Tanakama says, lo shano, lo shna api bei api edim, de'eshes giso sharia. Veloshna api Beis Din, de'eshes giso asira. So the Gemara says, Tanakama says that Rabbi Yosef, if a person goes ahead and gets married through Edim, then what's going to happen? Meaning not through Beis Din, the Ishas Giso Sharia, that Lamaisa, again, the brother-in-law's wife will be permitted to him. And again, if a person gets married through Beis Din, meaning Eid Echad, the Ishas Giso Asira, the sister-in-law will be prohibited to her husband. V'ka'omali Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef responds to that, Api Beis Din, the posel ayyede achirim, posel ayyede atzmo. So, Bosa, in a case of where a person gets remarried, Api Beis Din, which means Eid Echad, the posel ayyede achirim, that was saying, now what does that mean? That she goes ahead, that when he lives with his sister in law, she becomes prohibited to her brother, to her husband when he comes back. So too again, he will also become Asa. So Rabbi say, if they're getting remarried based on Api Bezin Eidechot, so the same way that his relations with his sister-in-law, remember again in our same case, Reuven's relations with Leah will prohibit Leah from going back to her husband when she comes back. So too what? Posa Aydiatzmo. He also is prohibited to continue his relationship with his wife when she returns. Api Eidim, but if they're getting remarried on the basis of two witnesses, the Eino Posa Aydiachirim, where ultimately again, he does not prohibit her to her husband, Eino Posa Aydiatzmo. He also does not become prohibited to his marriage as well. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Li Olam HaSeifa. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, no, really Rabbi Yossi's statement is going on the Seifa. What's the Seifa? Ha, da'azli arusasa v'giso. Ha, da'azli ishto v'giso. No, one case is talking about, again, where what? Where his arusa, meaning he was just betrothed to this woman, not fully married to her, and she went overseas with his brother-in-law. And the other case is talking about a situation where he was fully married to this woman. Vika Amar Tanakama. The Tanakama says, Loshna Ishta Vigiso, Loshna Arusoso Vigiso. The halacha does not change whether he was married to this woman or he was betrothed to this woman. Eishes Giso Asira V'Ishto Sharia. Either way, the Tanakama says, the sister-in-law will be prohibited to her husband because she accidentally had relations with another man. And his wife, i.e. Reuven's wife, will be permitted to him, whether she was his arus or his nesua. The Kamal Rabbi Yossi says, no, ishto vigiso. So if it's a case of where he was fully married to this woman, and she goes overseas with his brother-in-law, deleka lemeimar tana havalei b'nisuin, because Rabbi Yossi, remember, as we said in yesterday's daf, there's no tnai in nisuin. Therefore, the eino posa ayyede acher, eino posa ayyede atzmo. Because again, he will not prohibit his sister-in-law. Ultimately, he does not prohibit his wife to him. However, arusasa v'giso, but in the case of the arusa, di'ikala mimar tana havalei b'kiddushin, where there's the possibility to say that maybe there was a tanai in the kiddushin, uposel al yede achirim, and therefore the same way that he prohibits his sister-in-law, posel al yede atzmo, he goes ahead and he also apostles his own wife from continuing his marriage to him. Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said, what's the name of Shmuel? Halacha ki Rabbi Yossi, that the halacha indeed follows Rabbi Yossi. So also, let me just read you this from the Shulchan Aruch, and with this we'll conclude today. So what does it mean that the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi? So again, this is an Evan Ezer Simen Tezvav, Sif Chavchas, the Sif we quoted before. Halacha ishto ubal, achos ishto lemedinas hayam. So we'll say, just to get clarity on this case, if we'll call him Reuven. So Reuven goes ahead. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon are not brothers. So what happened? Shimon halcha ishto. Shimon as well as Rachel, Shimon and Reuven's wife, go overseas. Lemedinas ubava amr lemeisa ishtcha balachosa. And what happens? And word gets back to Reuven that his wife Rachel and his brother-in-law Shimon died. And what happened? Venisa achos ishto, and then he then went ahead and married Leah, his sister-in-law, his deceased wife's sister. Va'achakach bo ishto v'giso, and now what happens? Then his wife and his brother-in-law show back up. They're alive. So what's the halacha? Eish achos ishto tzricha mimene get. So we'll say, again, we alluded to this before, but we'll see this more in tomorrow's daf as well. So his sister-in-law, meaning his second wife, will require from him a get. Loshna liseis api beis edim veloshna o api eid echad. Whether they got married based on the testimony of Eid Echad or two witnesses, so she'll require a get, and va'asura ligiso, she may not return back to her husband. So Leah will not continue her marriage to Shimon. Shabosa, again, that's not a novelty. We've seen that already, because she essentially committed an act of adultery, albeit unintentionally. V'ishto asura alov. But Rabbi said the halacha also is that what we pass like Rabbi Yossi, that Reuven's wife is prohibited to him as well. Lo shna haisen esualo o arusa. So it makes no difference again if Rachel was only his arusa or only his nesua. The Rama comments on this. He says, "V'imba biznus al achos ishto." So we'll leave that case for next time. So mostly you see a pasuk like Rabbi Yossi that indeed in this particular case, in the same way that the man goes ahead and makes the sister-in-law asura to her husband, so ultimately again, his wife becomes asura to him as well. All right, we'll stop over here. Pick up here, Mirat Hashem, tomorrow.
Why did she become asura? Why did she make
that's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. You mean, what's the logic of it? And that we'll see. We actually haven't discussed Rabbi Yossi's Svara just yet. But Lamaise again, we'll see the logic of his...